The biggest hurdle may be complying with a lower EPA standard currently set at 75 parts per billion. This region is just outside that number, but we're technically still in attainment of the Clean Air Act. Peter Bella is the Natural Resources Director for the Alamo Area Council of Governments, who explained to ACOG's Air Improvement Resources Technical Committee that without doing anything to improve our air quality, it is getting better. But the new standard, set to be revealed early next year, is a moving target.
If the standard is revised, it's not going to be 75 parts per billion. It's going to be 70, 65, 60, some lower number. So it's good if we're going down and we get below 75, but that wouldn't be enough to meet the requirements under a new standard.
San Antonio is the only city among the nation's 10 largest in attainment right now. City Councilman Ray Lopez thought local leaders should start taking a look at coming up with a strategy to help San Antonio stay in attainment. This year and the next two summers will determine whether that's the case. The city's Intergovernmental Relations Director, Jeff Coyle, says if we don't, consequences will be triggered.
For example, in a lot of non-attainment cities, there are mandatory vehicle emission testing. So before you can get the sticker on your windshield to be able to drive your car, you have to prove that your car is not emitting too many pollutants.
But residents like Russell Seal say it's about the health and well-being of people here, too.
We all can do something from what kind of vehicle we're buying to when that we're using the mowers or things at the time when ozone action days, whether we can change our driving habits during those action days. As a community, we can get this under control.
Seal says our everyday actions will have an impact on the most vulnerable, including children, the elderly, and people with respiratory conditions. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.